Blog Talk Radio.
Appreciate it.
Right. Yeah, this is actually uncensored radio. Say whatever you want on your mind. We're not holding back.
All right, no doubt, no doubt.
Right. And who was your influence growing up in the listening to rap music?
I mean, you know, I'm definitely a student of the game, you know what I'm saying? Like, I definitely studied, you know, the greats, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that's been doing it and everybody that's doing it now. I mean, I love music. I listen to music. I listen to whoever. It don't matter. Like, if it sounds good, I'm going to listen to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's rap, I'm going to listen to it. I'm a student of the game. I love hip-hop, and that's what I breathe on a daily basis, you know what I'm saying? But as far as musical influence, there's a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? But my main influence in everything I do, the way I try to carry my career, the way I try to carry my music, is Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think Jay-Z is dope, you know what I'm saying? I look up to him as far as, you know, his music, you know, being a businessman, you know what I'm saying? Coming from the hood, I'm not too far from where he's from, you know what I'm saying? And I've been in his circles plenty of times in Marcy, so, you know what I'm saying, Jay being from Brooklyn and the way he represented Brooklyn and showed love to Brooklyn and carry himself as an artist, as a man, you know what I'm saying? I think that's real dope. And as a father right now, so, you know, I think that's real dope. So as far as my influence, my inspiration, whatever, you know what I'm saying, I get a lot of inspiration from Jay-Z, but, you know, other artists I think that's dope is, like, you know what I'm saying, Busta Rhymes is dope, you know what I'm saying, ODB, God Rest His Soul, I thought he was dope, you know what I'm saying, Wu-Tang, Kanye, DMX, a lot of artists now that's dope, you know what I'm saying, I think Kendrick is dope, I think Drake is dope, you know what I'm saying, a lot of new dudes, you know what I'm saying, that I'm coming up with, like Uzi Vert, I think he's dope, you know what I'm saying? Dave East, I think he's dope. I mean, there's a lot of dudes that, you know what I'm saying, they doing their thing right now. So, you know what I'm saying, whoever's doing it and having a career and really taking it from the bottom to the top, I fucks with. It's not easy to make it in this game, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
if you could get to the point where you could get an album out and have fans and have people even just listen to that shit, I fucks with you and I salute you. So I mean, I respect the game, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So if I can chime on to that, I give you credit on that statement. With me being an artist myself, it really is hard just to do something like make an album. Like it's like if you don't got the right mind state, it's impossible. So no, I definitely acknowledge you putting that out there that, you know, it's not easy. A lot of people just think it's putting rhyming words together and acting cool. There's a lot more that goes into being not just a hip hop artist, but a musician in general. Like it's really, you know, it's a real heavy load to take on.
I mean, I'm a real dude, you know what I'm saying? Like this game, like this music industry, it's not just, you know, you get up and you rap and you just have fun. You know what I'm saying? It's a business.
Mm-hmm.
And you in fact are your own business. So, you know what I'm saying, you gotta carry yourself that way. Like you care about your brand, you care about what you do, how you make your money and things like that. So you know, it's not easy. So for you to get from point A to point B and point C and actually be in the industry and actually making music and people appreciate that, I mean, that's something to salute, you know?
Definitely, definitely.
Yes. What's your thoughts of Chance the Rapper doing successful without a major label on an independent thing? He's sort of like the Bernie Sanders of hip hop when he don't deal with the establishment labels.
I mean, I think these days the way music is, just building your fan base is—it's not easy to build your fan base. It takes a lot, and you gotta, you know, carry what you're doing a certain way so you can reach those fans. But as far as a label, having a label or being independent, I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with having a label, and I don't think there's anything wrong with being independent. Like people caught up on this shit, this bullshit about, oh, I'm an independent artist and blah, blah, blah. Fuck all that. Like, if you're making your music and you want to get it out to the fans, get it out to the fans. Like, a real artist don't give a fuck about signing to a independent label, a major label, being underground. A real artist just want to be able to get their music out and be able to have people fuck with it. Like, tell their story, have people fuck with it, and in the process, you make some money, you know what I'm saying? And,
right.
And possibly one day, you know what I'm saying, affect a couple people, change some lives or whatever. But the main goal is pretty much like what your aspirations are, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's aspirations is to be happy. You know what I'm saying? You want to be good. You want to have money. You want to have your family straight. You want to have your home city, like everything, like you're trying to be happy, you're trying to create that world that you see that's your ideal world, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
when it comes to being independent, if you're an independent artist and that works for you, because a major label doesn't work for everyone, you know what I'm saying? If you're an independent artist and that works for you, and you can make your money, you can make your bread, get your music out there, have your fans fuck with it, and engage with your fans and fuck with your fans on the same level they fuck with you, and just be able to tell your story and make your money, you know what I'm saying, feed yourself, feed your family, then that's what's up. I don't knock that at all.
Right.
That
just like
little
Boosie's like that. He started out like that also, and
yeah.
his he had risen so much to the high level, though. He risen so much.
I mean something like that. Oh, go ahead. My bad.
A major label is a big machine. You know what I'm saying? It's like if you want to go, you want to go buy a house, you have a couple dollars, you might be able to, you know, pull some money together with your friends or whoever and buy that house. But if you go to a bank, that bank will give you that loan one time, and you buy that house, you know what I'm saying, and pay for it as you go. Same thing with the major, you know what I'm saying? You sign up to that major, get everything done for you. You ain't got to really worry about shit but making the music and connecting with the audience, you know what I'm saying, connecting with your fans. So,
right.
And they have those connections or whatever, but that's the only difference. As far as, you know what I'm saying, you're independent, you can work it the same way. You can get your music out there the same way. You can reach fans the same way. You can make money the same way. But whoever you are, the artist that wants to be independent their whole life, that's what's up. They're underground artists that I fucks with, that nobody really knows them. You never hear them on radio. You don't hear them on, you don't hear nothing about them really, except for on the internet. But they living and they surviving and they making money and they flourishing and they're doing it that way. And you have other artists that they're on a major and then shit happening. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
I just think it works for you. As for me, I mean, independent is cool, but I'd rather fuck with a major. That's just me. You know what I'm saying? I don't just wanna get my story across to this one group. I want to take my story worldwide because I think my story is something that everybody could relate to, and I respect and I love my story that much, and I see myself changing lives and affecting so many people and being to where I don't just want to be independent. I don't just want to be on a major. I want to one day own a major. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
you got to take it to different levels. So whatever works for you, whatever your happiness is, that's what it is. You got homies that they like being in the streets. They happy being in the streets. You got homies that want to get out the streets. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
Really be on a legit level. So, you know, it's whatever wants to see.
Yeah, you go out there, open up more doors on an entertainment level, business level, and more and more expand.
Of course. You know what I'm saying? That's
uh-huh.
the goal. Like, you know, that's what I love about what Jay-Z does. You know what I'm saying? You're pulling niggas out the hood, you're pulling niggas out the streets, and you're blessing them with opportunities to do the same for other dudes. You know what I'm saying? And they themselves can be great and make other people great and make money and get rich and have their family good. So, you know, you create a legacy. Like, the kids ain't got to struggle like you struggle.
Right.
So let me ask, pretty much everybody got their story. Everybody got their, I guess you can kind of call it, you know, compare it to like an 8 Mile or a Get Rich or Die Trying, their story of what their trials and tribulations and how they found themselves in this world of music that we love so much.
Right.
How did you get your start? What made you want to decide that you want to make music?
I mean, like, growing up, I always loved music, you know? I listen to everybody. Like, anybody I could listen to, I would listen to. Like, any music was playing, I was trying to find out who that was. Like, I hear, like, a Bob Marley song, and I'd be like, yo, who's that? You know what I'm saying? Or I'd hear like, a Tracy Chapman song, and I'd be like, yo, who's that? You know what I'm saying? I like that song. I want to find out who it is. Or I'd hear just any song, you know what I'm saying? Like, stuff from different groups, like old groups, you know what I'm saying? Like, for example, like Mahalia Jackson, you know what I mean? My mom used to play that, and it was gospel. It sounded good to me, so I wanted to find out who it was, you know what I'm saying? So I actually did my research and found out who it was and her story and everything like that. So that's what I would do. Like, if I would like a hip-hop artist, I would go and find out their story, you know what I'm saying? I'd go and find out their music, where it came from, how they started, things like that. Like, I'm not from this country, you know what I'm saying? I'm Jamaican. My story goes way back and to like being in Jamaica, being born dirt poor, and, you know what I'm saying, walking the dirt roads without shoes, you know what I'm saying? Like really struggling to survive and really trying to make something out of life. You know what I'm saying? My mom's had no money. My dad had no money. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He broke. I don't want my kids starving. They're hustling and selling what he had to sell to get his own money. You know what I'm saying? So he could take care of his kids and things like that. And that shows me, you know what
right.
I'm saying, like that changed our lives, you know what I'm saying? My dad was able to do different things. And then, you know, after he was doing that, you know what I'm saying, selling a little dope or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And he started doing his thing, you know what I'm saying? And I came to the States to live with my mom. And then I came back after, you know, coming from being very poor and, you know, them separating and having nothing and my dad, my grandmother, whatever, building a life for us, and I had to leave my dad and come live with my mom, you know what I'm saying, and having other siblings, and it's like you go from being dirt poor to being all right, then going back to being broke again because, you know, my mom's struggling, you know what I'm saying? Then you got to hustle,
right.
And you find yourself getting in trouble and being in the streets and all that stuff. That you don't even want to deal with. Like, you're a kid, you're just trying to be happy, you know what I'm saying? You're trying to exist, you're trying to go outside, play a little ball with your friends, you know what I'm saying, crack jokes or whatever, but instead you got to be
right.
In the streets, hustling, trying to figure out different ways to get your money so you can, you know what I'm saying, go to the movies, you know what I'm saying, get a pair of Jordans here and there or whatever. So, you know, coming from that and falling in love with hip-hop and seeing hip-hop that tells that story, you know what I'm saying? That told that story that was similar to mine, like coming from nothing and making something, I gravitated to that.
True.
You put you out and show you worlds that you never seen. You know what I'm saying? Like I've been around so many new things or people or just a lot of things that I never thought that I would do. And hip-hop gave me that opportunity. So, you know what I'm saying, that's my reason for messing with hip-hop. I love music, but when I came to the States, it was like I connected to hip-hop, and I felt like hip-hop was the type of music that was missing from my life. And it's the type of music that I could not only do, but I could use it to tell my story.
Right. Do you believe that reality TV shows like Love and Hip Hop is stereotyping and hurting the music industry?
I mean, I think that as far as Love and Hip Hop goes, I mean, I think the show that has its own audience, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Whatever it is. Like, whoever's on Love and Hip Hop, that's a platform they felt that they needed or they could use or some way they felt like they could tell their story or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? Whatever reason they have behind that. Like, it's going to be a music. Like, an artist doesn't make the music and then they say the fans go and be like, okay, that's the next wave. That's what we're gonna be on. Not the fans actually decide the wave. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Artists makes their music, and the fan goes and say, you know what? We fucks with this. We fuck with this type of sound. We fuck with this type of music. This type of artist, and then they start gravitating to that type of artist. And then you know what I'm saying? The game is the way it is. Like Kanye said, there's a lot of dick riders. So, you know, when a wave comes, there's going to be a lot of people jumping on that wave. And you might feel like, okay, this is the type of music that all artists are doing right now. But the artist is just trying to tell their story. And then, you know, you're coming from nothing. Like, majority of the artists, they don't give a fuck. They're just trying to get out of that poverty or get out of that situation that they're in. You know what I'm saying? It's not more so where, like, okay, I'm gonna do my own thing, create my own wave, and ride that wave. A lot of artists jump on other waves, you know what I'm saying? Jump on other people's waves. Every time a hot artist comes out, he's doing like a million features, you know what I'm saying? Because people jumping on his waves. So, you know, Love and Hip Hop is what Love and Hip Hop is. Whoever's going to follow Love and Hip Hop is going to follow Love and Hip Hop. Whoever's going to look at the people under and feel like, okay, those are my role models, that's going to be their role models. You understand what I'm saying? But it's not all bad. Like, you have, for example, like a story about, like, Mendeecy and I forgot what his wife's name is, Yandy. Like, you have Mendeecy and Yandy. That's a decent story. That's on Love and Hip Hop, but that's a decent story.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's talking about a father doing good trying to raise his kids, trying to be a husband. You know what I'm saying? He may have, you know, done something wrong that got him in some trouble, but at the same time, he's a man about it. He accepts him. He's trying to make change. You know what I'm saying? And so you have those stories on Love and Hip Hop that's positive. You know what I'm saying? You have Remy Ma and Papoose. That's a positive story. You know what I'm saying? But then you have other stories that may not be so positive. But that's all right. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. That's TV. That's always been TV. You know what I'm saying? Every show is not a Bill Cosby show. You know? That's TV. That TV is going to entertain you. That's what it's there for, entertainment. So you take it for what it is. Whoever's going to take it like it's a real thing, I mean, that's on you. You know what I'm saying? You got moms. You got dads. You know what I'm saying? You got parents, grandparents, whoever. I think it starts at home, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I'm definitely it does. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me about your song, What More Can I Say?
Well, that song, What More Can I Say, I actually did that in Cali. And it was produced by this producer named DJ Hard Knox. What happened with that project was I came off on a project called I Am 718 that I did with a dude named Dave. He was an assistant to Just Blaze, and he was, you know, mixing some tracks and so forth for Just Blaze. And I met him one day, and he was just like, you know, I want to hear you rhyme. He was talking about music, and he was like, you know, I'm talking about music too, because that's what I was like, you know, I want to hear what you sound like or whatever. I kind of lost focus about the music. I was just like, you know what, it's not panning out. Fuck it, I'm gonna just do what I got to do to get my money. And
right.
One song, and I put it up on SoundCloud, and kept hitting me up about the song. Like, they liked the music, they kept following me, you know what I'm saying, leaving their comments, and I was just like, and as an artist, when your fans fuck with you, or people fuck with you, you know, people support you, that makes you feel good, you know what I'm saying, that makes you feel like, okay, this is what I'm doing is what I'm supposed to be doing. And so I got like a five. People just kept fucking with it. And, you know, a lot of people just hit me up and just, you know, follow me on social media and shit. And the dude DJ Hard Knox, he was just like following me everywhere. You know what I'm saying? He was following me on SoundCloud, Twitter, Instagram, you know what I'm saying? Facebook. He was just following me everywhere. And I was just like, It was kind of weird because I never felt that fan energy. You know what I'm saying? Like somebody likes
right.
music where they follow me on every social media. They trying to talk to you. They just trying to be a part of your energy. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, "Yo, I do music or whatever. I produce and I want to do a project with you. You know what I'm saying? I'll fly you out to Cali and whatever. You know what I'm saying? And just take care
right.
of everything." And I was like, you know what I'm saying? I was like, let's do it. Mm-hmm. I went out
True.
To Cali, and you know what I'm saying? He set up everything, you know what I'm saying? Studio time, everything. I you know what I'm saying? There was no worries about that. I went to the studio, and I actually wrote that project. That's from my project called God of Brooklyn, which is on, you know, it's on iTunes right now. It's on everywhere they sell music. Tidal, you know what I'm saying? Amazon, wherever. It's even on SoundCloud, so you know people can listen to it for free if they want. And I went out there, and we just came together on a project, and I wrote everything to that project in like 3 weeks because my mind was just like in the right place. You know what I'm saying? Like my mind
right.
was just.
Hello?
You still got me?
Are you still there? Yeah.
So, one more thing I say is just like a project, it's just like a song that was saying, you know, I'm going through all this, the stuff I'm going through, as far as past stuff, you know, with being arrested, being locked up, trying to fight my case, you know what I'm saying? Growing up in Brooklyn where, you know, you see hookers on the tracks, you know what I'm saying, like on Van Sicklin, you know what I'm saying? You see you've been harassed by cops, you know what I'm saying? Cops harassing your friends, you know what I'm saying? My homies getting killed, you know what I'm saying, getting shot, you know, trying to give the impression that I'm a person and not just a number, you know what I'm saying? Trying to get my lawyer to fight for my case and 100% on my case, you know what I'm saying? Getting out of my independent deal that I had at the time and really trying to, you know, do better and really, you know what I'm saying, be a man about my shit and provide for my son, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
That track is just like, what more can I say, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm saying all these things. I'm saying I want to do better. I'm saying I want a better life. I want change. I don't want to get locked up. I don't want to stay in jail. You know what I'm saying? I wanna be happy. I wanna have a bright future. I wanna have a bright future for my son. I wanna be, you know what I'm saying? I wanna get done and get my music out there and really, you know what I'm saying, do what I wanna do. But you know what I'm saying? Either life is not making that happen. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't feel like God is really doing everything that he could do, you know what I'm saying? Even though, you know, people say God is always on time, and I believe that too, but sometimes you want it right then and now, you know?
Right.
And just everything that's going on with life, and I'm like, what more can I say? I'm here screaming, you know what I'm saying? My heart is bleeding, I'm screaming, you know what I'm saying? But it's not... And I just kind of laid everything out on that track, and, you know, it was just like, it was like a freestyle. You know what I'm saying? But it came together like a song, you know, when he was in the studio, because it just felt right that I make a song of it.
Right. Also, I definitely was digging the Getting Money track also.
Oh yeah, Getting Money, that's dope. Like you should definitely play that for the people today.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, you get into it, you know, drop that record and we'll talk about it afterwards.
Okay. And another one also, My City also, that was dope also.
Well, let me talk about Getting Money. Getting Money is like, is the first track, you know, like it's a single. It's actually a single I'm trying to push right now. Getting some momentum behind that record. You know what I'm saying? That record has been, you know, played on a few major stations like Shade 45 and Hot 97. You know what I'm saying? So I'm getting some love from your DJs. You know, that wasn't really fucking with me before because of some other issues that I had. But we'll get into that. But I'm really getting love on that record right now. You know what I'm saying? People loving it. People playing the record. And that record is actually my favorite record off my project, God of Brooklyn. It's actually one that I... I really love and connect with, and it's like the realest part of me as far as the game, the music industry is concerned. But when I wrote that record, it's just telling everything that I want.
Right.
At the end of the day, you want to be getting money. You don't want to have to worry about anybody hating, you know what I'm saying? And you just want to keep pushing forward, getting money, doing what you got to do, and loving what you do. So, like, I started out of track, you know, here's to getting the money that you're supposed to, choosing the game, and the game chose you. The niggas that you never used to fuck with is the same niggas you ain't got to fuck with. Thank God for the hustle, I never had shit. Now the shit I have is way more than average. Drake says he don't need new friends, but when it comes to the money, they say I choose friends. Like, it's just real track. Like, I'm trying to get to the money. You know what I'm saying? If you're not trying to get to the money, I don't need you around me. You know what I'm saying? If you're not
true.
On some positive shit, if you're not trying to make it happen for you, I'm not. I don't need to be fucking with you. I'll take you back, like, I was on an indie label, and we was, like, all in the studio. So in the studio, it was, like, maybe 13 of us in the studio, right? And
right.
Every nigga either had one or two guns on them. So everybody had a gun on them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm looking at this shit, and I'm thinking, what am I doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to, we all trying to make music. And it's like, it makes me think of like Bobby Shmurda, you know? It's like,
right.
Everybody that was in the studio was from his area, you know what I'm saying, except me. I was like a little bit further down in Canarsie, you know, where I moved to from Crown Heights. But that area and roll with people from that area, you know what I'm saying, because I knew people in that area and I fucked with them over there. So it's like everybody in the studio with at least a gun on them. We'd had all been going down on a weapons charge. And New York is not the type of place where you can carry a gun or, you know what I'm saying, they're going to hit you with some bullshit. You're going to do a mandatory 3 years. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
There's no way around that. So it's like, I'm doing all this and having that energy around me when I'm trying to do my music. Like, you know, a lot of dumb shit you used to do, like, you know, you go, you taking pictures with guns, you know what I'm saying, you carry guns on you all the time, you know what I'm saying, and other shit that people do with guns, you know, I want to really get into that, but I don't need that energy around me, so I try to separate myself from that energy. Like, you know, you may still know people that if you got problems, you call them up, or if you really got to be that type of person, you could be that type of person, but nobody wants to be that, you know what I'm saying? I always wanted to be the type of dude that got out the streets and did greater things, you know what I'm saying? Like, and made positive moves and actually made something of myself, you know what I'm saying? Like, dying, going to jail, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't get passed for that, you know what I'm saying? When I was locked up and I was looking at 5 to 10 years, you know what I'm saying? Like, I almost lost my mind. Like, I felt like I was going crazy. I was about to go crazy because 5 to 10 years, that's my whole life. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a lot of time. Like, you do that, there's no more rap. You know what I'm saying? There's no more being in the streets, doing what you want to do, having your freedom. Like, all of that's taken away from you. You can't make no money. You can't do nothing. Your family is not there with you. So, I had to separate myself from that energy and really try to focus my energy into something else, and, you know, doing hip hop and focusing on having a career with that. So this song is just like, it encompasses all that, you know what I'm saying? Taking myself away from that and really fucking with the game and having the game fuck with you and have people in the game fuck with you, you know? So that song is like, so personal to me, because it tells what I really want to go from being better.
Right.
You know?
True.
another song, New York, you know, Salute Us. That was actually like, it was like a freestyle, you know what I'm saying? This producer always sending me beats. And I would rap on the beats or whatever. And that song was just something that just stood out. And I felt like I could represent New York with it. And really send a message that, yo, New York is dope. New York been dope, is dope, and always gonna be dope. You know what I'm saying? Like you might be, your big brother might have been that dude in the streets. You know what I'm saying? Say New York, you know, is a big brother. You know what I'm saying? Always been in the streets, getting his money, doing his thing. But then he changed, and he's a family man. You know what I'm saying? He got his kids, he got his wife, he married, he legit, everything like that. He can't go and tell your big brother that he's not dope because he's not doing what you're doing now. You know what I'm saying? Or you're doing what you used to do. So it's like, when it came to like other areas, like the South, and I fuck with the South, I fuck with the West, you know what I'm saying? Been out to Cali, you know what I'm saying? Especially the Bay Area, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you can't tell New York that New York is not the shit, because New York is always going to be the shit, and we going to fuck with everybody else, because we're not just the creators of rap, but we want to see other areas do good, you know what I'm saying? Because it's all about niggas eating, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it's not just about the music, it's about niggas being able to eat and provide for themselves. So if you from Baltimore, you from Cali, you from Atlanta, wherever you from, you doing rap, New York niggas love that. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's
how I feel, at least. You know what I'm saying?
That's how I feel.
Right. I know New York fuck with everywhere. Cause if you come to New York, we play music from everybody. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what I am. That's what I believe. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you fuck with rap,
you fuck with New York, you a dope nigga, like, you dope, you know what I'm saying? Especially if you fuck with my city, you know what I'm saying? Brooklyn, you dope.
Like, I don't give a fuck about where you from. If you making rap and that shit is dope, I fuck with you.
Right. Yeah, that's the capital of hip-hop.
The whole lifestyle. Yeah,
exactly. You know what I'm saying? You still got to come here to cut your check. So, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is. I love hip-hop. I love whoever does hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it is. Like, I fuck with you if you do it. I don't give a fuck where you from. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes the momentum is in the West. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's in the East Coast. Sometimes it's in the South.
Right.
Keeping the culture going.
True. B-Lo, you have anything for Taya Hustle?
Let me see. Just listening to the story is crazy, and I do gotta apologize for the background noise. We're all in New York City, and I'm sure you guys are aware of the storm that just kind of came out of nowhere, and I'm caught in that storm. But yeah, pretty much. You know, I'm not really too familiar with the music. This is my first time actually learning of you. So for somebody who haven't came across your music yet, if you was trying to sell somebody on why they should listen to you, why they should give you a chance, what about you stands out more than the next dude trying to rap? How would you sell me on that?
Basically, you know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, you don't, you know what I'm saying? It's not put it, it's not watered down. It's real. It's 100% me. It's authentic. Like, it's me all day, every day. And that's the first thing. Whether I'm on music or I'm just being a person to you, you know what I'm saying? If I see you in the streets, wherever you see me, and you talking to me, if you're talking to me on Twitter, you know what I'm saying? If you're talking to me on Facebook, whatever it is, you look at my Twitter, like, I talk, like, I feel how I feel, and I express that. Like, if I'm talking to you, I'm going to be a real person to you. At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? I'm a person before I'm a rapper. You know what I'm saying? I'm a person before I'm anything. You know what I'm saying? The only thing comes before that is being a child of God or being a father. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to do whatever.
Right. True.
I'm a real person. So whatever you get from me is going to be 100% what's coming from my heart. Like Big said, you don't make no moves without your heart in it. And that's how I move. As far as music, the music is coming from the same place. The music is real. The music, if you listen to it, real. Everything I'm saying in my music is real. I can stand behind everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the type of person that, you know what I'm saying, I'm not going to talk about me out here committing certain crimes or shit like that. Like, I'm not going to get myself locked up. I'm not going to say shit to get myself locked up or whatever. But I'm going to give you a real me. I'm going to give you things that I've been through. I'm going to give you things that I'm going through. I'm going to give you things that I see in my future. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you things that I want. And I might even give you some stories that comes from inspiration from people that's around me. You know what I'm saying? Things that I see people around me go through. So at any day, you're going to get real. The music is good. You know what I'm saying? I take my music serious. You know, some songs I write, some songs I don't write. You know what I'm saying? I take my music serious. I take this craft, this art form, 100%. Like I said, game. So I study the game. I study the, you know, where the music's coming from, where the artist is coming from, and I fucks with people in the game. So for a person that fucks with other people in the game and is a real person, like somebody once told me, they asked me a question and I gave them my answer. And he said to me, you know what? Nobody can ever knock a real nigga for being a real nigga. You know what I'm saying? And that's me. At the end of the day, I'm real. I'm going to give you 100% of myself. I'm hardworking. I'm focused. I'm dedicated. Like, this is not a game to me. You know what I'm saying? I started just wanting to rap and have fun and get real. You know what I'm saying? But right now, this is the thing about telling my story, feeding myself, feeding my son. You know what I'm saying? Like, the fame is cool. You know what I'm saying? Because it comes with it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Woman is cool. It comes with it. Cars is cool. It comes with it. But that's not what I'm about. You know what I'm saying? I'm about getting my money, taking care of my family, and telling my story. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, I'll be happy from doing all that. So that's my story. And if you go listen to my music, you know what I'm saying, you find my music, I can tell you where it is, and you'll get that from my music. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Any upcoming shows you want to plug?
Well, like I said, I'm pushing my song, my project, God of Brooklyn, right now. It's not a brand new project, but I'm still pushing it because it's developing some momentum right now. So you know, you can find me on Twitter. You know, Instagram, SoundCloud, Facebook, and everything is at Ty Hustle. That's TAIHUSTLE. You know, and I'm on Twitter every day, SoundCloud, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Everything is at TAIHUSTLE. So you don't even have to look hard to find me. You could just Google my name and everything will pop up. And you know, you go there, you check out the music. You find the music there, and you know, decide for yourself if you love it, if you fucks with it, and if you fucks with it, holler at me on wherever, you know, any social media. You know what I'm saying? Right now, my Facebook is verified, so you know it's me. Twitter is there, you know what I'm saying? You know that's me too, because everything is official on there. Instagram, everything is official. You know what I'm saying? I keep my stuff official everywhere I do, so you know it's me. And you connect with the music. If you love the music, you know, you rock with it, you fuck with it all the way. And, you know, holler at me, say what up, you know. As far as upcoming things, I just dropped another record called Forever Love. You know what I'm saying? It's something for the ladies, fellas that want to play for their ladies or whatever. It's something real, you know what I'm saying, going through a relationship and, you know what I'm saying, breaking up, going through problems, arguing, whatever it is, fighting, all that stuff. But at the end of the day, you come together because the love is real. You know what I'm saying? So that's what that's about. And it's on iTunes, like I said, everywhere music is sold, everywhere music is streamed, you can find it there.
I got a song, like I said, the song is on radio right now, so hear it on in heavy rotation on Shade 45. You can hear it on midnights on Thursdays on Hot 97, and it plays like another night on Hot 97. It's on a few independent radio stations, college radio. So, you know, the music is all over, and I'm really pushing it. So, you know, you check that out. I got an interview, like, you know, if you guys want to check that out, I got an interview coming up. I'm not sure the exact date, but I'll definitely be announced that on my Facebook. That I'll be coming up with Shade 45, and I'll be interviewing with DJ K-Slay. So that's really big. I'm actually talking to some people right now about, you know, some projects and getting some things done. And there's a lot of background people that's supporting, you know. Before, I just wanted to get the attention of, like, a major record label and sign a major record deal. And I realized that it's not just about going to that big artist that you see out there and trying to get them to push you or that record label, but it's actually fucking with, like, small companies and people that's really trying to do it and believe in your craft and fuck with you, you know. So there's a lot of local people, a lot of people, they're not rich, but they believe in what I'm doing, so they put their money behind me and really pushing the effort. And I'm independent. I'm on Swag. And just really pushing my brand, pushing my craft, you know what I'm saying, pushing the music, pushing the idea of what I want to do for myself, for the industry and my family, you know. And really trying to turn something that came from poverty, that came from a negative, and really making it a beautiful positive. So, you know, just I'm always working, always doing different things. So, you know, that's what I've got going on. Trying to get some things where, you know, you guys see me in your living rooms, you know, on TV. Trying to figure out something with Love and Hip Hop. So that might be a possibility. I know a couple people from the show, so that might happen.
True. Yeah, we're about to run out of time. It was Tay Hustle. It was nice for you to be on Wrestling It Factor. It Factor, our other show, It Factor Entertainment Podcast. You can come back anytime to the show.
No doubt. It's nice being you, fam, and I enjoyed listening to your story and your views and everything. I'm going to keep an eye out for your music, man.
No doubt. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Uh-huh.
All right. Take it easy.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to also play Tay Hustle Getting Money track right now.
Man, I hope this boy don't look stupid. Now you get the money.
I'm getting money, I'm getting money, cause fuck nigga, I hustle hard. I'm getting money, I'm getting money. So honestly, I don't give a fuck how you feel about
I'ma
it.
I'ma get money, nigga. Last night, blew a whole grand on liquor. Bitches all tipsy, sucking off my niggas. Me, I'm in the cut, I ain't fucking with them bitches, just treating my niggas. You getting money, niggas gon' hate. Fuck that shit, go get a skill. Buy a new house, get a new safe. Buy a couple cars, pop a couple chains. Everything gold, Trinidad James. Niggas gon' hate, bitches they the same. Brooklyn nigga, never gon' change. Hustle for this money, kill for the fame. Word to my mama, I put that on my name. I do this for the hustlers, never for the fame. I do this for my son, recognize a king. Side hustle nigga, my name is my name. Getting money, I'm getting money, I'm getting money. I'm getting money, cause fuck nigga, I hustle hard. I'm getting money, I'm getting money. So honestly, I don't give a fuck how you feel about it. I'm getting money, I'm getting money. I'm getting money, cause fuck nigga, I hustle hard. I'm getting money, I'm getting money. So honestly, I don't give a fuck how you feel about it. I'm getting-